The idea of cybersecurity is not exactly new in the Navy or elsewhere in the military, but according to Rear Admiral Ned Dietz, commander of the Naval Network Warfare Command, the idea of inspections for cybersecurity is. He says it's just not an idea Navy has invested in before.
We've never had an inspection force. We do now, nascent, but growing. And we've built an inspection plan here that will eventually inspect on a three-year cycle 900 command units across the Navy. So the theory is stem to stern inspections on a 36-month rotation. It looks a lot like other inspection programs that we have within the Navy, in-serve and things of that nature.
He says every year, each of those 900 commands will receive some sort of cybersecurity inspection.
An administrative inspection to take a look at your program first. The second one, unit-level training and advice and assistance to ensure that you're ready to operate in your unit. And then finally, in the third year, a stem-to-stern inspection of everything associated with your networks and long-haul communications, physical security included. In the Navy, we expect what we inspect. We have never inspected in this area before.
Dietz speaking last week at AFSEA Northern Virginia's Naval IT Day. It's one step the Navy's taking to try to get its personnel to think of the service's IT systems as warfighting systems and treat them accordingly. Admiral Jonathan Greener, the Vice Chief of Naval Operations, the Navy's number two officer, says that mindset is still not prevalent enough in the Navy. He says there are plenty of good IT security hygiene rules on the Navy's books, but they're ignored too often.
The network security posture is still not on a lot of commanders' daily report, and it really needs to be. The workforce awareness is pretty low on information assurance. We still need to go in and slap people's hands because they want to plug things into thumb drives and other things in and charge their iPads and do whatever into our network and the computers. We're not really complying yet with the existing security directives, and the exploits that we've had that have been known vulnerabilities, and they could have been cut off, and sometimes up to 9 out of 10.
Dietz says, to some extent, lax cybersecurity measures can be a generational issue. He says younger Navy leaders, the so-called digital natives, have less trouble understanding the importance of the issue.
When we go up and talk to the Command Leadership School with all of our new commanding officers and XOs and Command Master Chiefs, we give a pitch on accountability because Admiral Greener said that's where we'll go start. And at the end of the pitch, they always go, hey, Admiral, I got it. I understand accountability. But I didn't grow up in this world. I grew up in the world of engineering plants and hull tech and combat systems. But I wasn't trained in this stuff. As a matter of fact, I didn't have an administrative computer until I was a lieutenant in the Navy. I've been dropped in the middle of this. How do you improve that?
But even if the vast majority of the IT security problems the Navy has identified have to do with conduct and culture, those two C's don't account for all the service's weaknesses, according to Dietz. He says the third C is capability. One capability he says the Navy lacks is the ability to oversee and defend its networks to the degree it would like to, simply because there are so many of them. So they're also in the process of weeding through old legacy networks and either shutting them down or folding them into one of the Navy's three primary, more modern IT networks. Dietz says they started the project with about 1,000 networks. They're now down to 348.
That'll go down further. By the way, 348 sounds like a big number. It's a whole lot bigger than I'd like it to be, but it's a whole lot smaller than where we started a few years ago. This is one of those areas where we have to succeed. The fewer number of total networks that we're attempting to manage and secure out there, the better. Now, I don't want it down to a single network. That becomes way too easy to predict an attack. But I got to get down below 348. That's a hard number to manage.
Dietz says the Navy also needs to get a lot better at assessing its cybersecurity risks. He says that means not only getting better situational awareness of what's happening on Navy networks, but figuring out exactly what individual cyber weaknesses mean to its missions and operations. He says they've gotten very good over the years at assessing those risks in the Navy's traditional domains, aboard ships and in airplanes.
But in this part of the business, we're very good at articulating the fact that there is a risk, but not very good in assessing how big that risk really is, how much of it we have to mitigate, and how much of it we simply have to accept for the success of the mission. We do that in those other three quadrants naturally, but we have to be able to calculate that risk. We have to be able to determine today and in the future, calculate what the real risk is here. Is there a risk in social networking? Is there a risk in streaming video? Is there a risk in instant messaging? How do we calculate that and get our arms around it? And then simply say, I can't mitigate it all. It's time to go fly the mission.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.